Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guests, even on a holiday, a federal holiday. Joining us momentarily will be Michelle Malkin. Michelle had a piece up that I've seen. Time's up for temporary alien protection. She wrote a piece about 200 people here from El Salvador who fled earthquakes in 2001, who were already here illegally and claimed they were unable to return to their homeland because of civil strife. Trump is setting a deadline on this. Get with the law or go home. I mean, how long does the word temporary go through this? Of course, you know about the big controversy with President Trump and DACA. And for my money, nobody on a national level has written more intelligently and more detail and more times probably about issues like this, DACA and the others. And that other people, when she's on panels, have a great deal of difficulty of debating because how obvious it is, the thrust of the points that she's making. Michelle Malkin joins us here again in Philadelphia. Hey, Michelle, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me back, Dom.
Well, I saw this one piece among others, Time's Up for Temporary Alien Protection. What do you say to those who, you quote somebody in your article who says, Michelle, this is really a racial cleansing. Trump is going after the El Salvadorians here at this moment because he's tired of the number of black and brown people in this country.
I think it's ridiculous, and the race card has been played over and over again by the open borders lobby to prevent leaders in this country from doing what they should do, and that is fulfill their fundamental mandate to protect our sovereignty. And nobody understands this more than naturalized Americans like my parents and children and grandchildren mm-hmm. of legal immigrants to this country who appreciate having an orderly immigration and entrance process. It really is a privilege to be here rather than an entitlement. And with programs like TPS, Temporary Protected Status, you've seen our immigration policies turned into a complete joke and a farce. And ever since I came out with Invasion in 2002, Dom, I've pointed to this program as incredibly problematic. And I'm not the only one. There are auditors for the GAO and inspectors general who have talked about how fraud-friendly this program has become. And the bottom line is, it's become temporary in name only, Tino. And finally, we have a commander-in-chief who is setting this deadline. And it's a rather generous one, despite the hyperbole that we've heard and that I quoted in my column from so many of these identity politics demagogues. In fact, these 200,000 people who were here illegally from El Salvador when the earthquake struck in 2001 have until 2019 to get their affairs in order.
You just said something to me, though. It just dawned on me. When you said invasion 2002, my God, it's the 15th year anniversary is past. That's hard to believe. That's when I first met you down at the Daily News, I think. Is the first time we saw you, Danny. Yeah, and it was like, it's a big-time person coming, but there was hostility, too, at the same time, all the way back to that. Maybe it's time to dust that off. The tenets of that are still very strong and just update it.
Yes. Well, the bottom line of the thesis of invasion is that we have to treat our immigration policy first and foremost as a national security issue. And on so many fronts, the Trump administration, in just a little bit over a year, has been able to accomplish things that I never thought would ever, ever happen. And it took a man like Donald Trump, who initially I was not a supporter of, to be able to say things that no other Democrat or Republican politician has been able to say. Now, he doesn't always say things in the most elegant fashion, for sure, But mm-hmm. I think it's his unapologetic defense of our sovereignty that so many of us have been hungering for.
Exactly, and defense of the American worker when he connects the dots effectively. I'd like to hear more of when he says again. By and large, again, I wish it were tightened up, Michelle, to your point, these comments about the S countries, that it makes sense. Norway, by the UN, by all these standards, are countries like Norway. That's where they're productive. Haiti, it's not beating up on the people there. By and large, or not. Why are we tending to bring in more people from those countries?
Right, and I'll tell you that the fake news media, in so many ways, took his comments out of context. First of all, we have at least two members of Congress who dispute that mm-hmm. he said what everybody else is saying he said. But regardless of whether it was, you know, one word replaced with another word, the point is that the reason why he picked Haiti and these African countries is that those are countries that were on the TPS list.
Right.
And his point is that we should be more discriminating about who we let in. And of course, that is the prerogative of every sovereign nation. It is not racist to be very, very picky about who we let into our country. And if you don't believe me, ask, you know, people in the Dominican Republic, which is right next door to Haiti, which over the past couple of years has undertaken a huge deportation effort, or many of these formerly open borders havens like Brazil and Argentina and Chile, which are rethinking their open borders policies because illegal immigration has had a negative impact on welfare services and education and on jobs. So you're right, Dom. Donald Trump is connecting the dots here, and the impact on not only taxpayers, but American workers in particular, has been completely undervalued. And so finally, we've got somebody who's saying, look, there is an impact on wages.
And it's not just wages, Michelle. You've written about this, too. It is stunning that when these people can't find the jobs or they're underemployed or whatever, in many of these places, like here in Pennsylvania, in the hinterlands, we're seeing life expectancy go down because of all the ills. Now they're making bad choices, true, but the globalist and the feeling of depression and hopelessness takes over, and we're actually seeing life expectancy go down.
Yes, so you're right. You're absolutely right, Dom. There's an impact on every aspect of our citizens and law-abiding immigrants, for that matter, on their quality of life and the cost of living in many of these havens that have become sanctuary cities, for example.
Absolutely. What are you doing with your TV show right now? Are you on a hiatus, or what have you been doing since we've talked?
Well, we've got our full rest of the season going through February 14th, and I've got an episode that is going to be released on Wednesday that I'm so excited about, Don. It's about the commercial fishing industry and the ways that the federal regulations and environmental lobby have colluded to essentially threaten the livelihood of generations of commercial fishermen that have been doing so for three or four generations. So I travel to New England and Connecticut and Maine and Rhode Island to tell this story. So that'll be coming out on Wednesday. And of course, I am a lifelong fisher. I fished with my dad off the Atlantic City Pier. So this one has a special connection to me. That's right.
Absolutely.
Cod and flounder, you bet.
That's good stuff. Now, where do people find the TV show first?
So you go to crtv.com and you select a tab for my show called Michelle Malkin Investigates. And like I said, we're wrapping up our second season. There are 26 episodes that you'll be able to binge watch on the weekends.
That's great stuff. I would advise people, too. I'm just going to go back. I have it on my shelf here and start to reread Invasion. I remember when that word was on the cover of it, and I forgot it was over 15 years ago now. That generated, wow, it was incredible, but all true, and maybe the invasion's being slowed down a little bit now by President Trump.
I surely hope it will continue this progress. Of course, we've got all of these negotiations now over the DACA deal. And one of the bottom line conclusions that I came to with Invasion and have continued to pound over the last 20, 25 years now is that every time Congress passes another amnesty, all you get is illegal immigration, an increase on it. Amnesty begets amnesty. And just like with a temporary protective status, we got to draw the line somewhere.
CRTV.com. Michelle, thank you. Thanks so much. And thanks for joining us always here in Philadelphia.
Great to talk to you, Don.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.